The pungent smell of Cajun spices permeated the February New Orleans air. With only 1 week before Carnival, the French Quarter was blazing with activity. Ornate iron balconies bowed under the weight of dozens of people, pressed together tightly for a better look at the street below. Being up on a balcony during Mardi Gras was prestigious, giving one an immense sense of power and control over the crowd below. You could get people in the streets to do just about anything for a Mardi Gras throw, a string of plastic beads or an aluminum doubloon. Raoul Dupré, a waiter at Toujac's restaurant, was smoking outside the door of the European-styled bistro, his eyes riveted on a gorgeous man hanging over a balcony a few doors down. The man was teasing a lovely but drunken young woman in the street. The man fingered a string of cheap gold beads in front of her and repeated, "Show your tits!" continuously. The crowd repeated the chant until it became deafening. The young woman kept reaching for the gold beads, just to have them snatched from her grasp each time. She looked around and smiled drunkenly at the large crowds gathered nearby and above on the balconies. The man was smiling at her, taunting her, and luring her to the beads. The chant was loud and frenzied. Crowds on the street were wildly excited and hollered, clapped, and stamped their feet. Finally, in the flick of an instant, the young woman pulled up her white T-shirt, exposing her young breasts. The crowd went wild, clapping and shouting with approval. The woman grabbed her beads, held them up for the crowd, and quickly disappeared into an alley. Raoul smiled and shook his head. Mardi Gras still amazed him. After a lifetime of carnival seasons, he still wasn't used to the heavy partying, drunken and lewd behavior so common during the season. People would do anything for a Mardi Gras trinket. He shrugged his frail shoulders as his eyes again found the handsome man, just as a hand reached out and roughly grabbed Raoul's blonde hair. Startled, Raoul looked around quickly and saw the flushed face of the frowning Toujac's maitre d' cum bouncer.
"Your boys in the private booth are getting anxious, Raoul. Better get your skinny ass up there and keep 'em happy. We don't want any of those bastards on our bad side," said the burly maitre d', gesturing toward the door.
Raoul stamped out his cigarette butt, grimaced, and ran up two flights of stairs to a private dining room where three men sat smoking after a long lunch. Toujac's, the oldest restaurant in the French Quarter, had a reputation for privacy and discretion, and was a meeting place for prominent New Orleans engaged in all sorts of legal and illegal business. Privacy, good food, and service made the restaurant a favorite. The men were talking quietly as Raoul waited outside the dining room. One glance at the group convinced him not to interrupt. He recognized one man, but he'd never seen the others and wondered how they were connected. From what he'd observed, he didn't think they knew each other and doubted they'd ever been together before. They didn't mix well. After cocktails and several bottles of wine, their conversation had moved from strained politeness to menacing anger. Each time he'd entered the private dining room, conversation stopped. The man Raoul recognized was Federico Petrelli, reputedly a mob boss from Chicago, who'd recently moved to New Orleans to oversee the Dixie Mafia's activities in the riverboat and land gambling operations. Raoul knew Rico because he often dined at Toujac's and had his special waiter, Matthew. Unfortunately, Matthew was off today due to illness. Raoul kept his distance as he eyed the group and decided he never wanted to run up against Federico. He was in his mid-50s, balding, and at least 40 pounds overweight. He had a long, irregular scar on his right forearm and dark, beady eyes. He glared at his companions with distrust and impatience. His thick, pursed lips moved back and forth over a wet cigar in his mouth. Federico was a classic picture of a vicious Chicago mafia.